Proclamation number 5914 of 26th of March, 1954. Help from light beings only in the will of God. Calling, saints. You are directly in contact with the kingdom to which you entrust yourselves in my name. Your will to reach me entitles all beings of light to join you for your protection, because they only ever carry out my will and because they know that it is my will to help you spiritually and earthly. To carry out my will is their bliss, for love for me and for all beings which are still imperfect constantly impels them into activity. But they will never do anything of their own accord because they have completely entered into my will and also know the laws of eternal order, so that an intervention against my will would only have to result in harm for these beings. Everything that is in the light, that is perfect, carries my divine will within itself and can therefore never act on its own authority against my will. For this reason the beings, thus also the people on earth, must first try to make themselves inclined towards my will before the beings of the world of light can assist them in any way. And therefore people first have to seek contact with me in order to then also be able to experience the help of the spiritual world, of the beings of light which are fed by me with strength and light. For once I have accepted it also embraces every being of light with its love and promotes its perfection. Therefore, anyone who knows that he is united with me through prayer and actions of love also knows that he is protected by these beings and can also recommend himself to them. He can want to be surrounded only by inhabitants of the kingdom of light and that they prevent the entry of impure beings. He can consciously place himself into those spheres of light through his will, for I will always be the origin of every thought and also the aim. For then he will only ask the beings of light for help on the path to me. And this help will be granted to him all too gladly. Yet the help provided by these beings is completely misjudged when they are called upon as intercessors before me. If people don't approach me themselves, if they believe to gain my affection through protection, if they don't first establish the relationship of a child with its father, yet expect help from those beings for which they don't approach me myself. As long as my will to help cannot be recognized by the beings of light that it applies to you, this will is not in them either and all calls for help are in vain, for these my servants do not carry out anything against my will. And you must first strive to gain my will, thus you may not bypass me myself, only then will my messengers of light become active as they recognize it in themselves as being wanted by me. A person who sincerely strives towards me is also constantly in contact with the world of light, and he will move just as freely in the spiritual sphere as among his fellow human beings. He will always be in contact with the beings of light, he will be surrounded by them on my behalf, and thus they will also influence him on my behalf because they perceive everything they do as being instructed by me. A being of light cannot carry out anything other than my will or it would not be a being of light, for the abundance of light is only the result of its complete devotion to me and its entry into my eternal order, which is why there is also complete agreement between me and those beings. But this must not lead to the conclusion that they are always beings of light which people imagine themselves to be. For this reason the appeal to certain beings for help is associated with a certain danger. That beings will also be called which do not dwell as beings of light in the kingdom of light. For you humans cannot judge, You have to leave the assessment of the degree of maturity to me. And thus you will now also have a clear answer to the question as to whether the call of saints is expedient and in my will. Entrust yourselves fully to the beings of light if you have intimately united yourselves with me and believe that they are now concerned about you in my will and will help you. But don't call upon those whom human judgment has stamped as saints and whose degree of maturity cannot be tested by you humans, because I alone know who has reached the degree of perfection that he can now be permeated by me with light and strength and is now active in my kingdom according to my will. Desire the light and it will approach you and fill you with its strength. Amen.